Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Hi, my name is Mary O'Reilly and I'm the head florist at the Shelburne Hotel in Dublin. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Mary from Finbar Smith, what made you want to become a florist?
I had tried loads of other jobs and they weren't for me, so I gave this one a shot and it worked. Which is the truth.
Christine Moore, what's the training like?
It was a full-time course for a year and you learn the basics, the bits and pieces, but everything else you just learn on the job.
So for that year,
yeah,
what are you learning all about flowers to be able to name them in their Latin names and everything?
That comes with time, but it's more just to make the basis of an arrangement. Like there's basic shapes and stuff that you learn and then from then on you get your own style.
And from babies up to massive ones.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. James O'Sullivan, do you know the name of every flower just by looking at it?
I wouldn't say every flower, but definitely when I started, I thought I'll never get this. And now I can probably name about 200 roses, never mind different flowers. So yeah, a lot of them.
Lorna Williams, where do you get all the flowers from and how do you keep them alive till they're sold?
We get them straight from Holland. So we order with a guy who goes straight to the auction with our order, gets it there, and within a day and a half, it's in our big walk-in fridge in the hotel.
And how long can you keep flowers alive for?
Different flowers will stay alive for different lengths of time, but like a week and a half, 2 weeks, you know, you can keep them. But a lot, ours move so fast that they never last that long.
Do you have tricks to keep them alive longer?
Yeah, just cut them and change the water. It's the main thing all the time. Just keep recutting them and changing the water.
Cut the stems or cut the...
Cut the stems, yeah. Keep recutting your stems every day or two and change the water. That's it.
Pascal O'Reilly, weddings, are they a nightmare? You must deal with a lot of bridezillas. I'm going to throw groomzillas in there as well because I know the amount of men with a spreadsheet. So what do they like to deal with?
Do you know, we actually always have lovely brides. Sometimes when they turn up with mammy and granny and bridesmaid and auntie and everybody, that can be the challenge because everybody has their own ideas. But no, we're quite lucky. We've had lovely brides.
In your life as, say, a florist, how often do men buy flowers for women?
From us, not very often, because they like to order online, so they don't have to actually carry them anywhere or go into a shop. Whereas we don't have online and they'd actually have to come in to the Shelburne or ring us, and they don't like to do that as much.
Oh, why?
They're mortified walking around with a bunch of flowers. Like, you should see him if you hand a man a bunch of flowers, how he swings it around. Like, he was, you know, behind him trying to hide it, walking away. Yeah, men don't like to carry flowers.
Shauna O'Connell asks, who's the most famous person you've prepared flowers for?
In the Shelburne, week one was Michelle Obama. Yeah, so that was, yeah, week one.
Was that intimidating? Were you kind of freaking out? Or were you like, she's got great arms, she'll be able to lift the flowers up, yeah, it won't matter?
Yeah, well, I literally started the job. We, like, it was first week and we had to dress the whole hotel. We had to dress back of house because she was coming in some, you know, secret ways. We had to dress all the corridors everywhere. So yeah, it was full on.
How long did that take for Michelle Obama? How long did that take to prepare for?
Oh, it was probably like 2 days making stuff just for her, yeah.
Did she appreciate them?
I like to think so.
Okay.
I didn't get to meet her, unfortunately.
Michelle, yeah. We put in so much work for you, girl. Put so much work. And Maria Brennan, do you make more money around Valentine's Day than every other month combined?
Most florists would. Shops would. But again, we don't have men walking in and out.
Yeah.
But we do get a lot of, you know, orders for people staying in the hotel. So there'll be flowers there when they arrive.
How do you keep up with that sort of demand? Do you just prepare for it beforehand?
Yeah. Just a lot of prep and long days.
Kevin Kavanagh would like to know, if you weren't a florist, what would you be?
I'm not sure, actually. I was a dental nurse before, so maybe that again. I don't know.
Would there be any sort of profession that florist would lend itself to? Any other profession?
Window dressing, I think I'd like. You know, like BT's windows and things. I love them.
A visual merchandiser.
They have a great creative team down there, so maybe something like that.
Visual merchandiser. There you go. Florists and visual merchandisers of the world. You can be together.
Yeah.
Paula Burke. Is it an easy job?
No, it's definitely not an easy job. It's heavy lifting. Like, everything you're lifting is in water. You know, all the vases, all the buckets, everything like that. But in the day flies in and the satisfaction you get when you've set up a wedding or set up a big event is great. So it's worth it, but it's not easy.
Andy Darcy has this question. Do you like having flowers bought for you or are you bleeding sick of the sight of them?
I like having flowers bought for me, but I never do. Nobody ever buys me flowers and I never buy them for myself. So
Do you get to take arrangements home with you when they're nearing the end of their life, Mary?
No, we don't.
That makes me a bit sad now, yeah. I have to say. Does anyone rob flowers from the Shelburne?
All of the time. Well, they think it's a great idea, you know, it's Saturday night on the way home to pull a red rose out of the arrangement and hand it to someone. So, yeah, Sunday mornings and Monday mornings, we'd always have to check, make sure.
Can you imagine that inventory list? Oh, God, four more roses gone there. Phil Duffy asks, and I'm quite interested in this, what are the best flowers for an apology? Apology flowers.
For an apology, well, any flowers. No flowers are ever going to go down badly, but I think roses. Roses are an easy one, yeah.
Stay with the classic.
Yeah.
Nice one. Susanna Gorman, what's the most expensive flower to buy for an arrangement?
Probably Lily of the Valley, because it's so tiny, so if you're going to make an arrangement from it, you need a lot of it.
And Lauren Timmons, do you have to take the thorns off roses, or are they already thorn-free when you get them?
No, we take each thorn off the knife. Yes, every thorn we have to take off ourselves.
How quickly can you do it now? Is it something that you've learned to do quickly?
Oh yeah, quite quickly. Yeah, while doing three other things at the same time. Yeah, but we could have thousands of roses in every week and we take every thorn off.
Are your fingertips like concrete now? Nothing's getting through those bad boys.
Yeah, terrible hands, terrible nails. Yeah.
Someone buy this woman a bunch of roses, will you? For God's sake. Mary O'Reilly, the head florist at the Shelburne Hotel, doing flowers for Michelle Obama. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ask me anything. Today FM.